KB2HXS Mobile.
HXSN0TR Mobile.
And how are you?
I'm out of, what do you call that stuff, Bernice? The shrimp sauce for the shrimp. You ain't got any on you, do you?
Back pocket. Hang on 1 second.
Bag. It might be in there.
Okay, let me check.
You're fresh out, I can tell.
My last up.
You probably mixed too many inches of mercury in with it.
Well, what I had to do is I had to use the shrimp sauce on the part to make it fit. Did you get it? Shrimp sauce, shrink, I know, whatever.
I think you're as nutty as I am, but I'm beginning to believe there's a number two in this world. Well, anyways, good afternoon, David. We're just headed down to get some shrimp sauce and try to rectify a problem that I forgot to leave a package at UPS that goes back to Amazon today. So I think we'll go to Food Lion, and UPS is right next door.
Oh, that's down there in Wheathampton, yeah. My wife and I, we're stuck down here on Woodruff Road, of all places.
Well, I'm stuck here at the stoplight at the Cunningham Fire Department because of one car wanting to turn. So that's kind of stifling, too, because I missed the stoplight. We usually don't come out down here this time of year or this time of day because there's traffic, but nothing like what you're experiencing down there. You have my deepest sympathy.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate that, and good luck finding your shrimp sauce. I've got to go home and I got to fire up my flux capacitor so I can get back on time.
What? I was watching this traffic, Dave. What was you having to fire up? I'm waiting on another truck that's at the same stoplight that's got everybody blocked behind him. What was you going to fire up?
I got to get my flux capacitor going so I can get back on time. Then I have to fire up my high-frequency buoyancy coil to get my signal to float in the air better.
If you adjust the intrinsic standoff ratio with that flux capacitor, it'll probably come into synchronization with your global positioning system.
I'll give that a try. My wife is losing it. I have to replace my muffler bearing. It's getting a little bit loud.
Common thing on them. I would say you just set the bias on your unijunction transistor better to get that intrinsic standoff ratio right so that oscillator will be at the right frequency.
My head just exploded. Oh, okay. Oh my gosh. All this high technical jargon is killing me.
Thing of it is, you probably left before your gyroscopes were stabilized there. What did we call that? I was trying to think of the positioning system we used on the aircraft there. And the gyros always have to come up to stabilization, unlike you being very unstable.
Yeah, the horizon is a little bit off.
Your vertical gyro indicator. shoot, Dave. You're a hoot. Well, we're going to do that and drop that off and go back and have some North Carolina fresh-caught shrimp from Ingalls.
Ooh. You got to give me your address. I'll be right over. Yeah, we're just bombing around today. I took Fridays. I usually take off. Somebody told me on here I'm off every day, but I'm not working today. So the wife and I are just kind of on an out and about, on a little looky-loo thing, do a little bit of shopping, get a few things accomplished today, then we're going to make the roundabout way home. I got to stop at a customer's house down in down 101, and then head home from there.
Well, I just was downstairs, and I was was finishing up putting back together the gearbox on the homemade ice cream maker, and I really didn't find anything wrong. I thought, it's a universal motor, you know, a series motor, and the brush tension and everything was right, and the bearings looked good, and the motor ran independently of the gearbox, and so I just cleaned all the old gunky grease out of it and put new grease in it and put it back together, and it runs like a champ. However, we did have a spare motor the other night. This one just quit for some reason, and I don't know why, but I think we're going to have a good spare now and just go ahead and use the new one that we had sitting in a box for a while. And I didn't miss out on my homemade ice cream and peach cobbler anyways.
Killing me. Shrimp and homemade ice cream and peach cobbler. I have to have a little chat with my wife.
But we're going to have peach crisp tonight. Bernice corrected me. And she makes homemade ice cream and then puts it in the freezer and lets it go. Boy, you talk about HVAC troubles. I've got an LG refrigerator. It's been a nightmare. But the ice maker, what do they use as a sensor or transducer to tell it when the ice is frozen and then to rotate, Dave? This one don't have a bale on it. It's got some kind of proximity sensor or something in it, I guess. You got any idea?
No, I sure don't, but I have a Samsung refrigerator we bought 2 years ago, brand new from Lowe's, and come to find out that there's a lawsuit, a pending lawsuit with them, because mine, every couple of months, it'll just freeze up, and I lose food because of it. We had to take it apart and thaw it out the other day, and thankfully, we didn't lose too much food. We caught it in time this time, but I certainly don't know. I don't know if there's a height sensor on the ice or some kind of sensor somewhere on the unit that actually freezes the ice. I have no idea about that.
Well, that's appliances are a whole different world, and I know that. But like the old GE downstairs, or Whirlpool, or Amana, gosh, it's been running for years, and the funny thing about it, Dave, is the micro switch, when you shut, it's just two-door. And when you shut the freezer door, they run the ice maker 110 through, and it's line voltage. It's not reduced. Most of them now, you know, it's all 24 volt or lower. And they run it right through that micro switch to enable the ice maker. And I looked and looked and looked at that schematic, and I couldn't figure out why in the world would they do that. And so I just went down to GE and picked up a couple of micro switches and put it in there. And lo and behold, it fixed it. And it's got a bale on it. But this is a new, it's 6 years old now, LG with the three doors, you know, French doors, but it don't have one of those see-through doors. And they replaced the compressor. They replaced both evaporators. And they finally had to add another defrost heater on it to keep it from freezing up after I don't know how many service calls. But I can't get down there to work on it, Dave. I'm not able. I can't. I get leg cramps, put it that way, if I try to get down like that. And it's finally working right, and then the ice maker is giving me headaches now.
I believe there's not a civil suit. There's a specific lawsuit against Samsung right now, and I didn't know this when we bought the refrigerator, but it's involved because it's a very poor design, and they ice up and they run, and waste electricity, and class action suit. It's a class action suit against Samsung right now, as far as I was understand. So I'm going to find out more about it myself.
Roger, this is Gerald Chiaro. Well, we had a real nice Samsung, and our problem with it was the plastic in it kept breaking. You know, my daughter's a polymer engineer, and you would think by now they'd have that figured out. because they do a good job on most of the cars now. But the shells would break, and they give it to the kids for the lake house, and it does just drinks in it and stuff like that. But it was a big thing, too, and it was a Samsung and a nice refrigerator. But as far as cooling and all goes, it worked like a champ. Didn't have a problem there. Well, Dave, good talking to you, and every day's a learning day, especially at my age, so I appreciate your input no matter what, and I'll try to get that flux capacitor replaced. Maybe that'll do it. We're pulling into Food Lion. Take care. This is N0TR Clear.
All right, Tom, have a good day. N0TR, KB2H, XS, 73.